When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right, welcome back to the Run.Down post-game show here on the Strickland YouTube channel. If you're listening to this the day after the Strickland Podcast Network, I'm Sam. I'm joined by Tyrese. Knicks win and OG Anunoby's return in blowout fashion, 106-79, bringing our record to 38-27. And we are now, 13-2 with OG Anunoby in the lineup. So, you know, great to have some great basketball back on our screens. Before we get into all that, of course, though, BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all of the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use promo code BELEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here, and we also have a great new sponsor. I love betting with my friends and betting with them on anything. Sports games, who's fast, that's what Cut allows me to do. The Cut app is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's legal in 40-plus states. Cut has customizable odds, tracking capabilities, and an entire social network with group chats, user profiles, and rewards. All payments, no need for Venmo. Use our promo code BELEAVENYX, that's B-L-E-A-V, NYX, for a 10% welcome deposit bonus. Don't forget that promo code BELEAVENYX. Cut, put your money where your mouth is. All right, so the Knicks, they got OG Anunoby back. And they won in spectacular fashion. I mean, the way that we're used to seeing this team with OG Anunoby in the lineup perform.
Backshots.
Yes, as I tweeted out today. OG's back, and the Knicks are giving teams backshots again.
And I tweeted out that the room, it smells like latex and rose petals again, and that sums up the performance for the Knicks. So,
yeah. I mean, what you call it? I mean, him being back just like changed so many things. A while back when Jeff and Con were on stream, we talked about what would be the lineup when OG Anunoby returns. Jeff was a little skeptical. He didn't think that Thibs would roll out with a Josh Hart and OG Anunoby 3-4 lineup with Hartenstein at the five. And that's what we saw today, which was welcoming to see. And it was very encouraging to see that Thibs was willing to allow for a lineup that provides more spacing. I think it's because he trusts OG to handle business at the four, and he trusts Josh Hart with the strength and size and rebounding. So, you know, that is why he was able, that's why he trusted that lineup to start the game. And that lineup was really good. You know, the Knicks, they've been starting Precious and Hartenstein at the five, and it really hasn't been well in terms of spacing. Today you saw a massive difference. I mean, they were trapping Brunson, but like as soon as he outletted to Hartenstein, you know, Hartenstein had the options of OG and what you call it, Dante in the corners, and that made life really easy for him and for the team. And you saw they were able to get up to a strong start today. And Josh Hart, I mean, he had one of his best games, if not his best game as a Knick, I would say.
The best
game
of his career.
20-19-10, as I tweeted out and Bleacher Report decided to blast to the world, Jokic numbers today from Josh Hart, literally. Sucks they didn't let him get the 20-20-10. That would have been really nice. But complaining about, you know, little things here at this point. But yeah, I mean, OG coming back just opens up so many things for this team. And, you know, we're just counting down the days till we're like fully healthy, because I feel like the sky's the limit with this team. And kind of saw it today. I know we're facing a shorthanded Sixers team, but I mean, this against a shorthanded Sixers team without OG and Anobi, we scored what, 76 points or 73 points it was the other day. So yeah, so huge difference. OG and Anobi, the plus minus god, doing his thing.
Yep. I think you saw it immediately that he was just so effective defensively. He was using his length in order to disrupt what the Sixers were trying to do, just blowing up stuff with passing lanes. And the Knicks missed that. They missed that activity at the point of attack. Josh Hart tried his best, but obviously he's just not the specimen that OG Anunoby is. And for a couple of minutes, you saw OG corner three and a self-created mid-range pull-up, which is something that he was really proficient at before he got injured. So you're seeing that the Knicks have added a little bit more spacing, a little bit more creation to their lineup, have significantly improved their defense, and it showed in their execution tonight. They were just flying from the start, and OG was a big part of that.
Yeah, I mean, this team defensively didn't have, I wouldn't say it didn't have that many troubles, but like him coming back definitely made things just that much more explosive defensively. Like you saw how he was able to disrupt so many plays. And, you know, the Knicks, they needed that. They needed that to get, you know, opportunities in transition. I feel like that was a big part of why the offense looked significantly better when he joined the team and when he was in the lineup, just because he was able to create those transition opportunities. And he just puts everybody back in their rightful spots. Is like he lets DiVincenzo and Josh Hart be like sort of free safeties in a way, and they're able to just get into the passing lanes and do their damage that way. So, you know, it was just great to see him put everybody back in their place. It also put Precious Achiuwa back at his rightful spot as a backup five.
Thank God.
I mean, you're able to see him do his damage there as well. And that was really great to see. And I think we were all kind of discussing what Precious's role would be when OG came back. And then we're also thinking about what his role is going to be when Randall and everybody else comes back. But I still think that he is a five. And I think they're going to continue to use him as a five. But I think there are going to be moments where Thibs uses him as a four too. Like, especially when push comes to shove, especially with the rebounding battle, I think he's just going to go there, especially in, you know, bench lineups. So we'll see how that goes. It's good to see him using him as a five though. I think that's his best position. But yeah, it's very encouraging for Thibs to, you know, show all these things with OG back in the lineup.
I'm going to keep saying it. I think Tibbs thinks he's a five. I think Tibbs thinks he's a five. And I mean, Precious played 23 minutes tonight. Boyan played 22. Again, I think there's going to be some competition. And if he's just going to see Precious as a five, then if Mitch is healthy, and I believe Mitch started taking contact today, so I'm assuming he's probably gonna be healthy by the time the playoffs roll around. I still feel confident in saying that Boyan's gonna play over Precious, and I think it's hard to argue whether or not that's the right decision. I think it would be the right decision because I just value the spacing that Boyan brings deeper to Precious. Even though Precious did have a good game today, he was great, especially defensively against the bench unit of the Sixers. So great performance from him, but again, his performance is coming at the five. So
yeah, I mean, we'll see how Thibs approaches it going forward, but it was encouraging to see how he approached it today. So yeah, I mean, we'll continue to monitor that. We know how Thibs can be. But yeah, I mean, OG Anunoby in his we didn't even say his stats today, but 14 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, 6 of 11 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3. One thing that also stuck out to me is OG just being another person that could put the ball on the floor, and that's something that we've been lacking severely since he went out. He's not the most dynamic guy with the ball in his hands, you know, creating shots for himself or others. But, I mean, what he was able to provide has been miles, miles better than what Alec Burks has given us. So that was also very encouraging to see. And it's going to be good to see, OG with these reps, you know, he's going to have more reps with the ball in his hand. It's going to be good to see what he does with it. And, you know, it's good to see if it helps him going forward with momentum into the playoffs too.
Yeah. I think he just makes a world of difference for this team. Like you said, I think he is starting to flash a little bit of creation. That mid-range pull-up has been automatic for him. You saw him do some stuff where he put the ball on the floor and he had that dunk in traffic where he just elevated among the Sixers wings. He was able to finish. So I think there is potential for him to kind of find a way to contribute without having to be assisted. But again, his offense, he just wakes up and it's 60 true shooting. It's 54% from the field, 2 of 5 from three. And it's just, that's what he does. And this team desperately needed a player who could do that. And given the injuries, the fact that he's able to kind of slot guys into some better usage is incredibly effective.
Yeah. Let's get into some comments and, you know, we'll continue to discuss this great Knicks win. Shout out to Brian Benjamin who donated to the super chat. Well, so that is available to those who want to support us and the stream. So shout out to Brian Benjamin. Let's get into some comments. Ace Bouchard says Precious continues to impress. Will be interesting to see how he fits with a fully healthy roster. Yeah, I mean, with Mitch and Hartenstein, it's gonna be hard to play him, but I think that's when Thibs will sort of revert to ways that people will not be fond of in terms of playing him at the four. Because I think he'll want to put him on the court. And we know what Thibs values above everything else: defense, rebounding. Precious gives that, Boyan does not. And I think he's just gonna ride with him over Boyan.
Pause.
I said ride with him, okay? All right. Not ride him.
Half pause.
I phrased it gently on purpose.
All right, dog. Then I...
Tony Farano says, OG just elevates this team to another level. Hope Julius comes back soon. With Julius, they said that he's been taking controlled contact, whatever that means. He still doesn't have a timetable for his return, which is, I guess, sort of concerning in a way, because it's at this point, the way it sounds like Mitch might come back before him. And I think this team just wants to take it as cautious as possible. We know Julius will do whatever it takes to come back as soon as possible because he's just that type of person, just that type of player. Concerning if we still don't hear about an update in 2 weeks or so. Want him to get some time to ramp up towards the playoffs.
They said that he's been doing 5-0s and he's taking light contact. I think they're just really trying to slow play it because ultimately he needs to be able to absorb that contact from bumping his shoulder into people. They said that his cardiovascular-wise, he's conditioned just fine. It's just a matter of him absorbing the contact. It wouldn't surprise me if they start ramping up his contact on the West Coast trip, and then by the time they're back home, maybe you start to see some inklings of him taking full contact. But I'm not too worried about it. Maybe he doesn't play for those games against the Pistons and the Nets. Maybe he comes back a little bit later. towards the end of March, maybe, but I still feel like that's within the timeline. The timeline was around like middle of March, end of March.
Fair, fair, fair. let's see. Ace Bouchard says Dante Hart and OG is a very tough defensive duo on the perimeter for pretty much all 29 other teams. Brian Benjamin also said, missed the game because I'm at work. Can we get a recap? We beat the brakes off the Sixers. Shout out to OG and Anobi and Josh Hart. I mean, that's the recap. That's all the recap you need. Josh Hart putting up Jokic numbers and OG and Anobi doing OG and Anobi things. Even for OG and Anobi, I felt like when he first joined the team, like he wasn't really doing anything like that crazy or like that explosive, like that like noticeable, but like you just saw his impact. So like, you know, that's what it was today. It felt like a January night again, which was great, great times for us as Knicks fans this year.
Yes, it was the good old days. But yeah, just the metal bats were out and they were swinging in full force.
Yep. Jordan Bubb says only five teams have scored fewer than 80 points in a game this season. Three of them were against the Knicks over the last 4 days. Wow.
Metal fucking bats.
He also says, well, in fact, the Knicks had more assists than the Sixers had made field goals tonight.
Yeah, the Sixers are not a good team. When Embiid hurt.
Yeah, I don't know if the they probably make the play in, but like by the skin of their teeth.
I don't know, man.
The bottom of the East is bad. So like I think they somehow still get in somehow.
Yeah, I forgot Miami's still not doing shit. Never mind. Yeah, they'll make the play in for sure. Like they won't fall lower. Nasty. They won't fall lower than eighth because the Bulls are bad. But like, would it surprise anybody if Embiid is hurt and they just lose both those games? Like, no. Not kind of really. Where I'm at. I'm like, I think it's very possible they lose both those games in the play-in. Like, to the Heat and to, like, the Bulls.
Very plausible.
Yep.
Josh Hart since the All-Star break. 16.1 points per game. 12 rebounds per game, 5.9 assists per game, 45% from the field, 37% from three. Shout out to Spring Josh Hart.
I think Josh Hart just re-upped on breast milk.
Or that.
Or he just doesn't care about anything that comes before the All-Star break.
On his Jimmy Butler-ish?
He might be on his Jimmy Butler-ish. He lives in Miami. That makes sense. He pisses me off, but I was never like worried about him long term. People are like, oh, the contract's bad. And it's like, dude, no. Every team in the league will want Josh Hart on their team if you can get him. But it was good to see him shooting the three. It was good to see him playing aggressive and going downhill the way Josh Hart is supposed to. He had like a really big aura moment where like he took off the headband and was still able to convert a layup at the rim. Like, that was special. It was chills. Yeah, man, Josh Hart is just a winner. Sometimes you got to look past the advanced stats and the data, and I don't want to get on my ball don't stop bag, but, like, some guys are just fucking winners, and Josh Hart is a fucking winner. And he's never going to cheat you with effort. He's never going to cheat you with effort. You're never going to feel like, man, Josh Hart didn't do what he was supposed to do. And it's like, he might have bad games, but I always feel like Josh Hart has a motor about him. And he's willing to like do the nasty work, and he'll fucking bitch and complain, but at the end of the day, he'll still get it done. And I feel like that's what Josh Hart is to a T.
Yeah, I would agree. That describes him pretty perfectly.
He's light-skinned Marcus Smart.
What other comments do we have here? Shout out to Jordan Bubb with all these stats. me get to some of them as well. He says the Knicks have allowed under 80 points in all three of their last games versus Orlando 74 points versus Philadelphia 79 and versus Philadelphia 79 again. Points allowed over this span 77.3, and maybe we might see this continue because like our trip, our West Coast trip somehow got a little bit more favorable with Steph Curry being out. I don't know if he'll be back by our game. Usually players usually like to get healthy right before our game, so we'll see about that. But we do play the Trailblazers, which I think we'll do a pretty good job against them. We do have the Warriors, the Kings. You know, we have the Kings, then the Warriors, I think. Yeah, Kings, then Warriors on Monday on ESPN. That should be fun. But yeah, I think that the Knicks, you know, they should be able to keep this up. I mean, without Steph Curry, the Warriors, I don't think that they'll be able to really do anything dynamic against us. Maybe I'm speaking a little prematurely. We'll see. But I trust with OG back that this team will continue to keep its shit, right?
Yeah, I just... Oh, man, I am... I hope they can keep their shit right. I'll say that. I really do. What's up?
Let's see what else we got here. Oh, shout out. We got another super chat from Harry Donert. And we got another super chat from Brian Benjamin. $2. Thank you, Brian Benjamin. Thank you, Harry Donert. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Brian Benjamin asks, any concern about the Boyan minutes and his stat line? Not really.
Not really.
I mean, today I would be concerned, but like usually, like today, you didn't even like notice his like deficiencies that much, just because OG was able to do that much. And like, I don't know, Boyan didn't really share the floor with anyone that really kind of highlighted his deficiencies, I would say.
No, I would disagree with that because I feel like what you notice that you cannot play Brunson, Burks, and Boyan together.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I feel like I barely noticed that lineup because, like, I don't think it played that much today.
No, that's, like, when I think the Sixers, like, cut into the lead and the league became, like, 10 or whatever. Before we blew it back out. But, like, yeah, you cannot play. Like, if Boyan plays, he has to play with Deuce and with OG and with Hart. So he's strictly a bench four in this lineup. Like he needs to play with the guys who can insulate him. But you can never really play with Brunson, which creates complications about how much minutes he can actually get.
Yeah, this is why like I'm not worried about him long term, because I feel like when we get to the playoffs, he's going to be like a 17 minutes tops type of guy.
Yeah.
Like if Randall's fully healthy and he's a full go, like I fully expect Boyan to be like a 17 minutes type of guy, like come in, shoot a couple threes, do a little creation, and then see ya.
Yeah, so I'm not worried about it too much, but also like you're seeing the lineups that can and can't work. So
yeah, but yeah, I'm not concerned because I just don't think he's gonna be this much of a factor in the playoffs. Tay212 says Detroit sold us 11 with these old fuckers. I mean, they sold us 11 with Burks for sure. But I don't think Burks will be in the playoff rotation. Like, honestly, like, it's looking more and more like Deuce is solidified himself as that guy.
Oh, he definitely has. Like, I don't think that's something to worry about.
I think Burks is just playing just because of the bodies that we have. Like, I think they made that trade. They were like, all right, we definitely want Boyan. Burks, you know, hopefully he gives us some good minutes, but when it's playoff time and everybody's back, see ya.
Yeah, Burks is going to get, like, a couple minutes to spell DiVincenzo, but for the most part, I doubt Burks is really playing a lot. If he hits a couple threes in that time, cool. If not, whatever. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they just go to 8 for the playoff rotation.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely a Thibs type of thing to do. Judah Benjar, he says, was I the only one that enjoyed the TNT broadcast more than the usual Sheriff Breen and Clyde tripping? They were actually talking about the Knicks instead of sucking off the other team's players. And some of the commentary was surprisingly not dumb. And a lot of the, yeah, I mean,
to be fair, like, who are you gonna suck off of the Sixers? Seth McCall, Lowry, and Maxey?
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, I thought the commentary was pretty good. You know, Iron Eagle and Greg Anthony, right? That's a good duo. Those guys are solid at what they do. Like, they're not guys that I'm like, oh man, I hate when that guy's on. Like if Stan Van Gundy were on or something like that. But yeah, I thought those guys were solid today. And yeah, the commentary was pretty good too. They're really like talking about how, you know, how the Knicks, they need OG Anunoby, of course, obviously. But like, they were just like talking about like what he brings to the team. They're talking about like what Josh Hart does for the team. They're talking about how far the Knicks could possibly go with this team. Like, it wasn't really any negative commentary. So that was really refreshing, because usually we can get the typical Knicks negative nonsense, or like, oh, what's the ceiling of this team? Like, where are they capped at? And stuff like that. So it was nice to get that refreshing, like talking about what the Knicks currently are and, like, you know, how good that is for the Knicks.
Yeah, no, I agree. As a resident, San Antonio native, of course, I'm not allowed to watch MSG games when they're nationally televised, so I had to watch the TNT broadcast tonight.
There was no MSG broadcast today.
Oh, there wasn't?
Nope.
Okay, cool. Thank God. But yeah, like, I thought it was fine. I didn't have a problem with the commentary tonight. Brian Anderson is always good in my book. So
it was Iron Eagle and Greg Anthony tonight.
One of them niggas, bro.
Iron Eagle's valid. Like, he's
Iron Eagle's the only good thing about the Nets.
Yeah, that's the only thing Yes has going for them, and maybe Ryan Rucco on a good night.
I can't see the Liberty anymore. The Liberty are on Fox 5 now.
So. Yeah, but yeah, Iron Eagle, he's pretty good. He usually brings some nice energy. This game wasn't close enough for him to like really give us some, like, you know, banger late game calls. Because he's pretty good with that, especially like in the playoffs and stuff like that. Yeah, but I mean, it would have been nice to have this game on MSG just to hear like Breen and Clyde riffing a little bit.
Clyde would have talked about like segregation in the 60s, bro. I don't know if you want to see that.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm not gonna complain about the commentary. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't bad at all, actually. But yeah, shout out to TNT for not bad commentary, because the bar is so low in sports commentary. Cause like if you watch a Celtics ESPN game, man, that is a Celtics podcast you are watching, with basketball playing in the background.
Oh my God, Bill Simmons one night only just to talk about Jason Tatum and fillet Jaylen Brown.
Yeah,
that makes complete sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, shout out to TNT for a good commentary team. Hopefully they can continue this, you know, because the Knicks are going to be on national TV for a couple more games, I think, this year. Hopefully they're not on ESPN, because ESPN sucks at calling their games. But, yeah, let's see what the comments we have here. Jordan Bubb says, Tom Thibodeau and Josh Hart getting 39 minutes tonight. He plays to win, and that's what I love about him. He's not a guy that plays for stats. He plays to win. That's what makes him so valuable to us. Wow, the one day I didn't have Josh Hart triple-double. I usually play that almost every single day, every single game. And today he got it, and I didn't play it because I was focused on, like, OG Anunoby.
Yeah. Fuck. Lost my train of thought. Yeah.
No more fucking national TV games. Just give me Breen and Clyde. Copaganda and all.
Copaganda.
It is absolutely copaganda.
No, for sure it is.
And that is that is Eric Adams sponsored commentary.
Oh, for sure. What you call it? Jordan Bubb also says, a reporter said, you gave Josh kind of a break tonight. Only 39 minutes. Time to be though. He was upset about his usage. Reporter two, was he giving you grief about not getting 20 rebounds? Thibodeau, he always giving you grief about something, goes in one ear, out the other. Good to see Tom Thibodeau having a sense of humor about this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Josh Hart, again, he complains, but he played 39 minutes, so I don't want to hear him bitch about his minutes load.
Or his usage.
Bro, you were on the Peloton yesterday again, working up a fucking sweat. I don't want to hear nothing about you getting 39 minutes in an NBA game.
Well, remember he was upset earlier in the year about like not having like the role he thought he was gonna have. So it's only right that, you know, Thibodeau just gives him.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
The most minutes ever, and just absolutely accumulate all these stats now.
Absolutely. I mean, he's gonna complain when he just got put up 20, 19, and 10. Like, clearly, Tom's doing something right if you would have put up Jokic numbers.
Yeah, shout out Bleacher Report,
bro. Mind you, you're like, oh, they put up the wrong tweet. Get the fuck out of here.
They did. They definitely put up the wrong tweet. It was supposed to be the back shots tweet they were supposed to put up.
You got sheared by Bleacher Report, dude.
No, that's nothing.
We had this conversation off the air where you're like, oh, they put up the wrong tweet. And I'm like, dude, some kid is gonna read your back shots tweet if they put that one up, and they're gonna have to explain what are back shots. And I'm like, why would you do that to the youth? And he's like, fuck them kids. Like,
I did not say that. I said they're going to have to learn somehow, some way. Why not learn through basketball? A nice medium.
Bobby, who's FBL saying, but why is he saying back shots? Like, come on.
Because he can, and it's his Twitter. That's why.
You're sick.
Brian Benjamin X, yes, Bleacher Report did post my tweet. It was the wrong tweet, though. They posted the tweet about Josh Hart having Jokic numbers, like, okay, like, that's, like, so vanilla. Like, you're supposed to post something.
Can you imagine
Something extreme.
Can you imagine being FBL Sam, bro? Like, cuffed up, parlays be hitting, famous on Twitter now.
All right.
Living the life, bro. Sam got it made, dog. I wish I had it like Sam. I don't got it like Sam.
Yo. All right.
Sam being the Louis Vuitton store. With a
wow. I wish.
To be pulling out parlay money long. Crazy, man. I wish I had it like, I don't got it like Sam, dog.
It's no parlay money.
Watch when Sam start like, Sanford start whipping it, like big ass Benz. He got money, bro. I'm gonna tweet that. I'm gonna say I wish I was like FBS.
Get out of here. What'd you call it? Ace Shard says Precious adds a lot more switchability than Mitch or Arthur. I could see that being very useful in certain playoff matchups. But yeah, the thing about Thibs though is that he doesn't like do things based on like singular playoff matchups, because like the same game, I feel like the same game plan he went to against the Cavs, he did that against Miami, like playing Josh Hart a ton when they were just ignoring him, playing Josh Hart and RJ together when it was just killing our spacing. So like things like that show me that like he is not going to be flexible when the team is fully healthy, and like, you know, certain matchups call for certain things. Like, I don't trust him to do that. But I do agree with your point about Precious adding some more switchability. He adds a little bit more versatility defensively.
If he could just hit a corner three, bro, he would legitimately be such a special player.
Yeah, a corner three sometimes.
Yeah, but it's like hit or miss. Like, he's either going to go like 1-for-2 or 0-for-3. It's nasty. But if he was able to do that, and I wouldn't be surprised if like you gave him a season with Johnny Bryant, he's probably doing it at a confident enough level. But like if he's able to be a plus offensively, especially from the perimeter, then you have a 6'8 switchable wing who can guard 3-5. Like you'd have two of them with OG. I don't know what other team in the league has two wings like that, given the size that they are, because like he's 6'8 with a 7'2 wingspan. Like if he could just be passable offensively and he has the ability to play the five, then like the Knicks would have something there. Like that's really, really potent.
It's a matter if they just execute and use it. But
yep. And it also makes the Mitch conversation very interesting.
Yeah. You know what's really stuck out to me about Mitch lately? How tiny his feet are. Like, holy hell.
You be staring at Mitch's feet, bro.
Nah, someone tweeted it on my timeline. They were like, yo, his feet are mad small. And, like, I never realized how small
his feet are. That's why he's like, I think that was like that was like pandemic thoughts where people were like, oh, yeah, his feet are mad small. Yeah, his feet are small. That's why he's able to move the perimeter so well.
But like now it's like, yo, are his feet like too small now? Like,
I mean, like, he's built like a flamingo. Like, you got to take the good with the bad. You can't be built like the fucking Cinnamon Man and not expect a little bit of downside.
Oh man, Mitch, and there's nothing to do. Like, you can't like stretch out his feet or anything. Like, you can't like enlarge in them.
You can't stretch out his feet.
All right.
Oh my god. And no, you're right. You can't stretch out his feet, but like, yeah. I think
like with other people's like, you know, shortcomings, it's like, yo, like you can like work on this, or like, you know, like everything with Obi about being stiff, like everyone's like just make him do some hot yoga. Like, there's nothing to do about like small feet.
Shit did
like,
not work, by the way.
You can't do anything about small feet. Like, you just
gotta get a foot enlargement.
There's no such thing.
They'll find a way, bro. Like, you tell me the NBA is a billion-dollar corporation. They can't make a nigga feet larger. Give me a break.
I was about to say an FBL, like a BBL. Or a BFL, Brazilian foot lift.
Oh, I'm glad you're referencing the BBL Sam shit. Oh, fucking Hubert.
Oh, man. All right. Judah says, Tyrese, you want to hear about how the other team's player is the best player in the NBA and Brunson getting physically assaulted is tough defense with Stone Clyde sprinkled in?
Okay, but Stone Clyde is legitimately the best commentator in the fucking world. When he just starts talking about like random shit or hollering at women, it's legitimately great content. Because like this dude is like 80. And he just was like, oh, ho, ho. I'm sorry. When Clyde is legitimately on one, it's the best thing in the world. Like, off of Vacation Clyde and Blowout Clyde are the two best Clydes you can have.
Bro, can Jason Tatum pass in this quarter, though?
Who is he going to pass to? Everybody is injured.
I do not care. Find a way. Like, this guy has 8 assists the other game, and, like, now he wants to have 2 assists tonight.
They're also playing the Jazz. Why are you surprised?
Bro, the game is close.
Oh, what? Where is they up, like, 15?
Well, now they're only up 7. So I need a passing clinic from this from Jason Tatum in the freaking fourth quarter.
What did you take him for, 4.5?
No, I took him for 8 assists because he had 8 assists last game. So I'm like, yo, y'all shorthanded again. Get 8 assists again, motherfucker.
All right. Dude, what?
That guy has gotten 8 assists constantly this year. It's actually ridiculous.
That, I don't. When's the last time he even hit that, aside from last game? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So now today he just doesn't want to pass, huh? Oh, you don't want to be Mr. All Around Man?
That's nasty. He actually had 8, 7, and 8.
Exactly. It's not even a crazy bet. This goes back to my tweet yesterday. I tweeted out, I was like, folks think betting is easy, man. They be like, yo, if I had this in my state, I would be like $30,000 richer. It's like, no, you wouldn't. You'd be $30,000 poorer, actually.
No, I probably would have been out here hooping.
Yeah, you say that until you take Giannis for 23 points and he got 22 and he wanted to have like 13 assists that night. I'm telling you.
Bro, when Sam talking about betting is the funniest nigga alive, bro.
Bro, this should get serious, man.
You can hear the anger in his voice.
Bro, it be pissing me off the way like some things just lose. Like, they're not supposed to lose like that. Bro,
he tracking down people who be like, this is easy. And he's like, you don't understand.
Nah, the tweet the other day pissed me off, yo, because it's like, bruh, y'all, like, I used to be that person. Like, I used to live in New York before they had betting in there. I moved to Jersey. I was like, bet. I'm going to go to New Jersey. I'm going to make mad money betting on these sports. I mean, it sort of came true, but, like, you know, it took a while to get there.
You'd be like, you don't understand the struggle, bro. Like, I wish a nigga would fucking disrespect these fucking slips. Pull your slips out.
Bro, you saw that guy on Twitter. He was like, yo, you're just someone who's bad at making picks. I was like, yo, don't play with me, bro. Don't play with me.
Bro, you can't
come about bad at making picks.
You can comfort him about anything else, but you disrespect his parlay prowess, he get on your ass.
Bro. Do not play with me, bro. He was like, yo, you're just bad at making picks. It's like, yo, show me your slips then. Show me your slips. show me you're the king of FanDuel. Oh, man. All right. Let's get back to talking some Knicks basketball and some Knicks in general. Ace Richard says he also thinks Precious has been a better option on the short roll on offense than the other 5-man options. I mean, I would say Hartenstein's maybe a little bit better on the short roll. Just he gives you a lot more passing. I mean, he's been a little bit janked up since the Achilles thing, but like, I still think he's probably our best option on the short roll, Hartenstein.
I would say Hartenstein too. I think the thing with the two on the short roll is, you can see his athleticism pop because he'll make these dumbass reads, but then he'll be able to recover and like dunk it because he's just an insane athlete. And the Knicks have that as a 5 in Mitch, but Mitch doesn't have the playmaking. And Hartenstein has the playmaking, but he's not the
the level of athlete that Precious is. So, like, when Precious is able to do it, it's like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing. My processing is not the best, but I'm such a physical specimen that I'm able to recover and make it look good anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's the benefit of having all these different, like, fives. Like, you have so many options of, like, different looks that you want to throw at teams. That's why it's so frustrating when Thibs doesn't, like, you know, at least adjust per matchup, or at least we hope that he will adjust per matchup. Because, like, you could throw so many different looks at teams, and, like, that's the beauty of versatility and why so many people think this team can go so far, is because you're seeing all these, like, options present themselves as players are getting more opportunities to do things. Like, we didn't know what we had in Precious before, you know, guys went down, and now we do. And it's like, okay, now he just offers a different look that hopefully we can utilize in the playoffs. Oh, also, my favorite thing was someone telling me to take Giannis for 20 points. Like, you want me to stay poor? Like, that's making me no money.
Oh, my God, bro. Parlays be bringing in the worst out of Sam, dog.
Nah, people be getting me tight because it's like, yo, you're talking to me like I'm an idiot. I'm not an idiot.
So, talk to me like I'm broke. I ain't broke.
Like, bro, you telling me to take Giannis for 20 points, like you want me to put 1,000 on it to make money? Like, I'm not making any money.
I'm trying to make odds for. I think we need the odds for. No, I was looking at a fucking game. My bad. This is a bad bet. I'm not even gonna say it out loud. Never mind. I'm gonna just leave it to professionals. This ain't for me. This is not for me.
Oh man. Let's see what else we got here. Judah Benchar, he also says, I'll give you that. When Clyde is having a good night's hilarious to listen to, I mainly just can't stand Breen simping for other players' nerves. Yeah, Breen's gotten really bad since he's like been with Breen with Doris and ESPN. It's brought out the worst in him.
It brought out the white supremacy in Breen.
Also being with like Wally and Han a bunch has brought out the worst in Breen as well.
He just stays around Staten Island all day. And it's disgusting.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like Breen has just been on this national kick where he's like, I see these players every other week. Let me give them all this praise.
And it's like, no, you're on the MSG broadcast. We don't want to hear that right now.
Like, bro, be a homer. Like, the Knicks were in their winning streak, and then he was a homer. And it's like, bro, if you got to be a homer when we win, you're a bandwagoner.
Yeah.
Like, you better. I don't care if Josh Hart threw it off of Josh Hart. I need you to pretend like it's
you
still
threw it off somebody else. Yeah, exactly. It's still like, next ball no matter what.
I need you to lock in, but Mike Breen is trying to play both sides in the NBA court. It's just.
That's not what we're here for. Man, like, both TNT games about to be blowouts today. TNT doing bad.
Yeah. TNT probably took a lot of these games after all the fucking injuries. So
that sucks.
Bro, imagine just like back-to-back national TV games where it's the Rock fight on Sunday and then this game.
Just like, brutal.
How does this grow the game?
They gotta be better at like having flex options, I think. Like they just gotta be more flexible with like, you know, having like a backup team on standby to go like this location. To, like flex this game because like there's way too many games where like it's ruined by injuries and then it's a bunch of blowouts. It's just like, brother, this is not good for like the product.
Yeah, but as long as they keep making money.
Yeah, I mean they're in cahoots with this freaking gambling companies that like
don't say that's Rudy Gobert. You might get fired.
Bro, Rudy Gobert, that was the one time I was like, yo, Rudy Gobert is spitting, yo. I was like, this guy is spitting. This guy is a hero. This guy is saying what no one else wants to say in the league. Like, these gambling companies, like, bruh, say the Celtics, they announced they started lineup change after the game started. How is folks supposed to know that and like bet properly? Like, that's just messed up. Josh Hart on if he's a triple double machine now. No. I just run around and I pray I catch the ball. When I catch the ball, I run around again. All right, Josh Hart.
He's not wrong.
Sometimes it does look like that, and it's not pretty. It's not as pretty as it is to, as it was tonight. Villain X says, I just want more Burks, Boyan, McBride, even Jacob minutes. What? Anything to keep the main players' minutes in the 34 minute range. Yeah, that's just simply not gonna happen. Especially Jacob topping minutes. That is a far cry. But yeah, that's not happening. What do you think about Jacob topping minutes, Tyrese?
Bro, if I have to watch Jacob Toppin play NBA minutes, I'm actually going to throw my TV. Because nobody else in my house deserves to watch TV if Jacob Toppin wants to step in the fucking court willingly. I don't care if Tibbs is like, bro, I'm subbing you. I want Jacob Toppin to understand that he's hurting my eyes playing the sport of basketball and just give him the fucking boots and pick up his shift at AutoZone.
AutoZone. Why does Jacob Toppin have to work at AutoZone?
Because O'Reilly's wasn't fucking hiring.
Oh my god.
I could have said Pep Boys. Because he does everything for less, just like his brother.
Wow. What else we got? Wow. Ugly day betting. JK says, Achiuwa's handling and finishing on the roll is nice, but when he's stuck at the top of the three-point line in delay action, it can absolutely kill the offense. Yeah, I mean, there's times where you can't do anything at the top of the key, and it's just like, oh, okay, we're just gonna look a little confused for a little bit.
Yeah, I think you see the benefit of having somebody who could rotate a defense, and the Knicks don't really have that right now. You're asking Josh Hart to get dribble penetration. You're asking Deuce McBride to like make those passes out of the pick and roll to the corners and stuff like that. And it's kind of been offense by committee, which is why the offense has been so bad. But I think Tibbs, to his credit, is realizing, okay, I have a bad offense. I won't be able to fix that. But I have an elite defensive unit, especially with like Deuce and Hart and OG and potentially Mitch or Precious. So he's just like doubled down on the defense, especially for the bench unit. Like if they're going to score like 4-0 in the bench minutes, then like you're fine.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what else we got here. Greg Anthony said tonight, Josh Hart really epitomizes what it is to be the ultimate role player. Jordan Bubb, thank you for that.
All streets are saying that fucking Josh Hart has taken over for the all fucking gritty team.
Like, yeah.
He's special. Special player. Okay. What do you guys make of another bad game from Burks and Boyan? They gave us lemons.
Troy Weaver, you are not getting your statue here.
Troy Weaver is getting a plaque.
No.
Not even a nothing, plaque. Man.
Nope. Nope. Nothing.
Damn, bro. Not even like his old wing? Not even the hallway?
Nope. Nothing. That's you get nothing, Troy Weaver. You tricked us.
He's going to get that because like without him, we don't have Brunson. So
I guess. I guess.
Like, it don't matter what else he does. Like if
the size gets reduced because of this trade.
Yeah, you end up with like a little mini statue or whatever, but like it ain't gonna be not in fire.
Yeah.
We might like make like a water fountain in your honor, but like it finna look like that fucking Ronaldo statue. Just get it with ugly. You ain't finna get like no real legit statue.
Yeah. You can't give us two lemons like this. I mean, we did give them Evan Fournier and Quentin Grimes.
It was a fucking
lemon swap.
That was a lemon swap. Everybody just trying to make lemonade right now, bro. It smelled like Pine Sol in that fucking that entire fucking tray smells like Pine Sol, just lemon.
The rare lose.
Yep.
We had a win-win trade with the Raptors, and then the Knicks were like, let's do a lose-lose with the
win-win trade where they
Detroit Pistons.
I'm sorry, the win-win trade where we win every game and they lose every game, and RJ and IQ can't stay healthy. Like,
they getting their numbers though.
They are getting their numbers. I'll give them that.
What matters?
True. IQ's getting the bag
because IQ getting just numbers. Can't get the triple double though, man.
I know. It makes me sick. He should literally have like a couple already, but he has the thing that Josh Hart had, where like Josh Hart would just be like 8 assists, 9 assists, 7 assists. And you're like, bro, why can't you hit 10?
And with IQ, it's the boards that's hurting him now. Like, he's not getting the boards.
Because he's fucking
done. He'd be getting like 14 assists and it's like 7 rebounds. Like, man, almost there.
He's Christian Haliburton with some aura.
That's disrespectful to IQ because Halliburton's fucking doodle buns now.
I know. Speaking of which, like if Halliburton actually legitimately gets like all NBA, I'm gonna be sick.
He shouldn't. He's been absolutely brutal this later half of the year.
He's been garbage. I feel like they'll fucking find a way, and I'm like, bro, he's been ass. Legit, just give it to Dame. Dame's been like 63 shooting still.
Dame. Oof.
Or Halliburton right now, give me Dame. If they both could be doodle bug, give me the dude who could like shoot instead of the guy who's just gonna be focusing on passing.
The guards have been just so brutal because they're all just like dwindling down because of the injuries. Man, shout out to the NBAPA who agreed to this CBA, by the way.
Yeah. He was like, we get to smoke weed, we won.
Shout out to Grant Williams and CJ McCollum. Great job, guys. Great job. Grant Williams continues to take L's, by the way.
After he fucking said, I'm going to make them both.
It's been downhill since then.
For real. Like, you got sent to fucking purgatory with the Hornets.
Well, before that, he got sent to play with Luka in Dallas, and like he couldn't make that work because they thought he was a dork and they thought he was a yapper. And then they sent him to Charlotte. I mean, Charlotte fans love him, so I guess that's a good thing, but they think he's a leader for their. Yeah. I mean, that's how desperate they were for leadership. That just shows how bad they were desperate for leadership down there in Charlotte, that Grant Williams came down there and he's made somewhat of a difference in. That's moving mountains for them. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, this was a pretty good game from the Knicks. Good to see the Knicks blowing out teams again. It reminded me of January. Oh, faithful January. But yeah, hopefully the Knicks continue this. I mean, we're going on a road trip, right?
Yep.
Portland, Golden State. Portland, Sacramento, Golden State, and what is it? Denver, is it? Is it Denver? Let me check. Maybe Denver.
For what?
For the last game of the road trip for the Knicks.
I think it's Denver, yeah.
Can't find it. Where is it? Thursday. Yep, Thursday at Denver. So a chance for Denver to get their revenge versus us after we beat the brakes off them. And then we have a game against the Nets. Ooh, that should be fun. Ooh, beating the Nets in MSG by, like, what, 35 points? Because they absolutely suck, and Mikal Bridges is doo-doo.
Problem is I can't root for the Nets, otherwise I'm going to feel sick. So in any context, if I root for the Nets, I feel disgusted.
Why are we rooting for the Nets?
Oh, what the fuck am I? Bro, I'm sorry. I'm so exhausted. It's been a long ass day.
Yeah, we play the Nets on Saturday, the 23rd.
Damn, Kenny Payne just got fired. That's.
Well,
he needs to get his ass back to the bench, bro. Julius Randle needs you.
If you've seen that Louisville record, man.
I don't blame him.
Should have been a long time ago.
Yeah, it's... Oh. It's time, Kenny Payne. Kenny Payne might just need to be a family man.
Not just be an NBA assistant coach, you know? Just, you know, be a vibes guy and, you know, don't have to do much. You're not relied on to
be the Theo
the image.
Be the Theo Pinson of assistant coaches.
He doesn't have to create a culture for a college, a whole college team, and you know, I feel like that was a little bit too much for him, I guess. But Ace Bouchard asks, how can you take a guy averaging 30.8 points per game for 20 plus points in a game? You know, I don't understand. Like, people, the person that tweeted that at me, they said it's about getting a win. For me, it's not just about getting a win. It's about getting a win and making money. So, like, you cannot tell me to take Giannis for 20 points. That is, like, minus 900.
Sam.
That doesn't make me anything. That makes me, like, 10 cents, maybe.
Look. You need to understand that when Sam gambles, he gambles for profit.
And not just any type of profit. High profit.
Yeah.
High profit. 5 to 500. 5 to 1K. That's my profit I'm looking for.
Mind you, he'd be getting like 2K and he'd be like, oh, I could have got 5K the next day. And it's like, bro, you just got 2K. Be humble. No. Sam's never humble when it comes to the parlays. Again, selfish, bro. God, I've seen what you've done for others. Please.
Villain X, I think we're going to end here with this one. He says, all I'm saying about Jacob Toppin minutes is that once iHeart got past the minutes restriction, he got played more and re-aggravated his injury. Just want anything to get the main guys to postseason. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Man, you better have Ben Stiller suit up over Jacob fucking... You could take Action Bron... You could take Action Bronson. You could take... Tracy Morgan, Sam, because he could afford them front row tickets now.
Oh, right. No, I cannot.
Okay, I can't even joke about that, bro. Them shits are expensive.
Yo, I looked at the price of them the other day and I had to close my app. I was like, nah, I'm good.
I know. I thought about it because I was like, okay, if I swing back in New York, I wanted to try to catch a game and I looked at the prices and I went, I'm going to just go watch them out here.
I'd have to win like two parlays, like two crazy parlays to get tickets.
So all I'm hearing is Sam could be taking his girls to the next game next season when he got it like that. He finna make bank on hockey and the Olympics.
Olympics might be
for Olympic. Olympics betting is gonna be so lit, bro. No, because like that's gonna be the degenerate parlay. Because you could be watching 4 a.m. parlays on track and field like a gremlin.
Man, I'm just betting on basketball, Olympic basketball, man.
You're cursing it out. Throw that random ass tweet like, come on, Uzbekistan. I can't wait, bro. This is like the apex of gambling. I can't wait.
I never bet on the Olympics either, so this is going to be my first time.
Oh, this is legitimately what dreams are made of. Can you imagine the niggas that start betting on cricket?
I have not reached that peak yet.
Oh, I cannot wait, bro. They're going to be dudes betting skateboarding. Oh, come on, man. I took under five ollies. Why did you ollie six times?
Whatever it takes.
Sam betting pickleball in the X Games. Wait, I gotta look up Olympic events because I'm so. over under weightlifting. You're going to be betting fucking skiing. Bro, over under for times on rowing. Oh, fencing, bro.
Yo, I'm not going to fencing. That is OD.
Flag football.
Flag football, I might. I don't know.
All I'm saying, like,
depends on what kind of props they got.
Volleyball props might be promising. You finna be on the taekwondo slips?
No.
All right, we gotta. I'm gonna do this like an hour.
Yo, shout out to everyone that was here, man. Shout out to all the super chats. We appreciate all the support. Make sure you guys leave a like and subscribe. We'll be back on
Sam Bennett and Curling.
What day do the Knicks is their next game?
Thursday.
We'll be back on Thursday as the Knicks take on the Portland Trailblazers. The Knicks should easily take that game.
I pray.
Hopefully it's not a close one. I know Portland's been in a few close ones with a lot of other teams. Hopefully you're not one of those teams that joins the mix. But yeah, thank you to everyone that left the super chat. Thank you for everyone for leaving a like. Make sure you guys subscribe. We'll be back on Thursday. Make sure you guys check out the links in the description. You got links to the site, merch, Patreon, and Twitter. Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter if you're already watching us there. Shout out to you. Make sure you guys hit the follow button. And if you're not, make sure you guys go over to YouTube and subscribe. Everyone, enjoy your Wednesday. Peace out.
Cam found out that group chats between different phones aren't private.
Or encrypted,
thank you. We only text in code.
Yes, which I created. I created a code.
Yes, which can be a little annoying.
Wait, was that your attempt at the code?
You already forgot the code, didn't you?
I should have written it down.
The place to safely send messages between different devices. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Rack up the deals on everything summer at Nordstrom Rack and get brands you love up to 60% off. Vince, Kate Spade New York, Steve Madden, Madewell, Nike, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Just in dresses, tops, shorts, sandals, sneakers, denim, luxury bags, and sunglasses. Rack up the deals today and save up to 60% on summer at your Nordstrom Rack store.
Yeah, it's another day, but what kind of day is it really? A day of doom scrolling? Laundry day? Nah, it's a White Claw day. Light and refreshing tasting, uniquely cold way filtered. There's an iconic flavor for everyone. So grab a pack, grab your friends. Make the most of each day with those who matter most. When you're together with White Claw, every day is a once in a lifetime experience. You just gotta grab it. White Claw. Grab life by the claw. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw seltzer works Chicago, Illinois.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.